This is Jeopardy!
Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Austin Rogers. He is a 12-time Jeopardy winner. He's a New York City bartender, and he is out with his own book. This one is called The Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia by the Smartest Guy in the Bar. It is available everywhere. It's a whole bunch of trivia questions, all separated by ease, category, all kinds of stuff. Austin, you have one of those names that people may or may not remember, but when they see your face, they say, oh, yeah, that guy. Was your Jeopardy thing, was that a life changer for you?
Oh, Brian, it absolutely was. And, you know, while you're in it, you don't recognize it, but the cast and crew, Jeopardy, they're experts. They've been through the ringer. So I remember specifically at one point in time while getting another microphone put on me, Mitch, the sound technician, one of the nicest guys on earth, he goes, brother, your life is about to change. And I laughed it off. And who, boy, was he? They know. They always know.
Well, you tape those things in a bubble because, you know, it's months ahead of time, and so you don't even realize it. But then as it's happening, you know how it ends. And so what's that like for somebody like you that isn't known nationally, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about you?
You know what? Bizarrely comfortable, actually. It's like it wasn't the role I was meant to play, but it was just a natural, organic transition, you know? I mean... I'm a bartender. I've done stand-up comedy, you know. I've been a musician. So just sort of self-spotlighting myself was really no different than someone else spotlighting myself. And I'm not saying I'm a narcissist. I'm just saying my natural proclivity is towards, like, being gregarious. So it wasn't really that big of a deal, actually.
So nobody had to teach you how to be famous and how to all of a sudden find that you have these relatives that come out and want money or people hitting you up, people recognize you. It may teach you how to do that because it's just not something that an everyday person would know how to do.
No one does teach you how to do that. And I could understand if you were a little less well-equipped than I was to handle it, how it might become overwhelming. But I think mentally I'm just sort of equipped for this kind of thing. Because, you know, I've always been, like, an event planner or something like that, like, traffic controller. So, like, I'm not saying it's really hard to self-analyze oneself without sounding like a total self-centered expletive. But I'm just naturally, I think I'm just naturally equipped for this. And I can see why maybe, you know, you have this endemic thing with athletes who blow all their money or surround themselves with the wrong kind of people or celebrities who do the same thing. But now former athletes and former celebrities are going back in and they're like, hey, before you sign that big contract, talk to me. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen so you don't make the same mistakes that I've done. Maybe there should be a camp like that for Jeopardy.
Let's talk about your book because this is so fantastically fun to read, and you put it together in a way that's very easily identifiable as to the ease of questions and the different categories. But trivia is one of those things that's sort of, it's not only cultural, but it's also time sensitive because nobody's going to remember things from the 60s that were important back then. So when you go about to putting together a book of trivia, how do you make sure that it's both culturally and timeliness relevant?
Well, my editor, Danny, was instrumental in this because, you know, I host Trivia Live, and I've also cataloged every trivia question I've written. So some of them are obviously very timely, and some of them are obviously very dated immediately. And he gave me a little rule of thumb, and he goes, you know, if you're asking about that episode, that one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that made all the headlines in June 2011, well, no one's going to remember that. So why don't you swap it out with something that Madonna did in the 80s? Because now it's canonical. It's pop culture. It's solidified. It's there. It's a fact. It's known. It's not going to change. So I think trivia is pop culture plus remembering it plus time. So, you know, you can't ask about that one obscure 80s sitcom that lasted for 3 weeks, because that's not trivia, that's obscura. But you can ask about Family Ties, because that lasted a long time. And even if you don't really remember Family Ties, I can give you enough clues to figure out. The dad was in Tremors. The son was in Back to the Future. Oh, my God, what was the name of that show? It's before my time, but I know Michael J. Fox was in Back to the Future. Family Ties, was that the name? And now you can answer it without having even ever seen it. Or, in that case, heard the song, or seen the movie, or were around for the collapse of the Berlin Wall. You just got to get some cues that will ground it in the time frame it comes from to allow people to know that this is what we're going for.
I'm talking with Austin Rogers, Jeopardy champion. He's a New York City bartender, and he's out with his book, The Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia, by the smartest guy in the bar. Austin, one of the things I think is so interesting, people seem to enjoy trivia in maybe two or three different settings. They watch Jeopardy on TV. They play, I remember playing Trivial Pursuit as a kid, and in pubs. It's not like there's trivia nights really anywhere other than pubs anymore, at least that I see. What makes pubs so endearing to this type of trivia?
Well, I mean, it comes from the word, what the pub is. It's the public house. It's the house that's open to the public, meaning you can come and gather and meet your friends and catch up with news and catch up with old times. And pub trivia is almost a natural extrapolation of what that old-fashioned meaning of the pub was. You know, the Declaration of Independence was, you know, discussed over the pub. The New York Stock Exchange was founded in a pub. You know, lifelong decisions are made in the pub over alcohol with friends in a convivial atmosphere. So, for those people who are not habitual drinkers or only get out once or twice a week, maybe trivia is a cool place for them to go, and they make a date of it. They schedule it with their loved ones or with their friends who they only see just for trivia because they all have hectic, crazy schedules. So, in a way, pub trivia is just a natural extension of that old, long-standing Anglo-American English tradition of the pub as a gathering place. And to the far as my knowledge, it is only in that tradition where this sort of thing exists.
Do you find that people's trivia skills are equally or maybe indirectly proportional to the amount of alcohol they intake? Because I would think that if your mind is clouded with alcohol, it makes it more difficult. Do you notice that when people are heavily drinking?
No, it's more like you got to hit that sweet spot where your inhibitions are down enough that you can let your brain flow, but you're not now actually mentally crippled. So there is a sweet spot, and I think that goes for all pub-related games and activities. You know, when you're playing darts or you're playing pool, you know, that one and a half, two drink in, that's the, all right, now I'm feeling good, I'm loosey-goosey, my inhibitions are diminished but not gone, and I can think straight, and but I feel nice, I got a warm glow in myself, so let's do this. And then you have that next drink, and then you go to terribleness.
When you have people come in and have seen you on the show, what's the most common question that you're asked about Jeopardy? Is it always about Alex?
It's almost always about Alex, and in a way that's really encouraging that he made such an impact on so many people's lives and was so integral to their daily life. I mean, the man was on television every single day for 36 years in your home in the afternoon or evening, depending on when Jeopardy aired. It's a ritual, and we're ritualistic people. We like our routines, and if he fell into the routine, just the same way as your morning show falls into the routine, or the Today Show falls into the routine, or I go to sleep watching the Tonight Show, well, in the middle of the day, we've got Alex Trebek, and there's that comforting little voice there, and it's the world's most brilliant television show because it's everything and it's nothing. It's lean back and let it glide over you and have it on in the background and just occasionally engage, or it's lean forward and cheer for the contestants and follow their stories and really own up to, like, texting your grandmother while Double Jeopardy is on, while Final Jeopardy is on, with the categories ahead of time so you can play together. I mean, honestly, it's ultimate entertainment. It's for everyone, and it's for nobody simultaneously.
Your name is now mentioned along the names of, it's kind of like a baseball Hall of Famer, you're mentioned along with the names of Ken Jennings, James Holzhauer, and those. I noticed there's a quote on the back of the book from Ken Jennings, and it says, quote, a fantastic book. He's one of the most brilliant minds I've ever seen on the show. Is that the best quote you could get out of him, is a fantastic book?
Oh, It's a very long quote he wrote, and the publisher couldn't fit it, so the publisher has been using that for press materials, and actually Ken, in classic Ken style, wrote the funniest, it's actually really funny, and to paraphrase, it went like this, Austin's not the best at Jeopardy, and he's also not the best at pub trivia. But he's the only one who's the best at both of them at the same time. I'm like, come on, Ken! Come on!
Oh, well, I had so much fun going through this book and finding the different things that I didn't know about trivia. And some are hard, some are easy, and it's fun. The book is The Ultimate Book of Pub Trivia by The Smartest Guy in the Bar by Austin Rogers, a 12-time Jeopardy winner and New York City bartender. Austin, just fantastic to talk to you about your book. I hope it does well, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Brian, thanks for having me on. Enjoy your evening. Or afternoon. Morning. I don't know what time it is.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcasts. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.